in last week's program, I had Mr. Lachlan McIntosh on the program in his role as chairman of the ANCAP, Australian New Car Assessment Program. Well, Lachlan is multi-talented and he is also the president of the Australasian College of Road Safety. And a big issue they're addressing at the moment is seatbelts in buses. Let's have a listen to what Lachlan's got to say about seatbelts, particularly in high-speed country route buses.
Good morning, Lachlan.
Good morning.
Belt our kids in high-speed school buses. This is a critical issue. It's come to the fore in recent months, and the Australasian College of Road Safety are on this one, obviously.
Well, we are, and it's been a national issue, and federally, the federal government, back in the Howard days, actually put up a lot of money to convert a lot of buses to make sure they had seat belts. There were all sorts of complications of why it didn't happen. We've seen some states pick up the idea and run with it. We've seen other states find it very difficult to do. But it really is important, I think, that we go ahead with it. I mean, we can spend money on other things, but here's a case where ordinary children in ordinary buses need to be sitting down when they're travelling, particularly on rural and regional roads at reasonable speeds, and they're not standing in the aisles and they're sitting down, seat belted, just like they would be in a car.
Never going to eliminate human error in accidents, so you've got to take the best possible precautions to protect the people in the vehicles, and particularly children. Children are our next generation.
Well, I think it's right, and I know there's a lot of research on this. There's been a very good report in New South Wales from the New South Wales School Bus Safety Committee Advisory Group, which has recommended to the Parliament that they set the process of progressively fitting new and replacement country school buses over the next 10 years. And we certainly encourage the Parliament in New South Wales and in Victoria to accept these recommendations and to move quickly to do it, even find some ways to accelerate the process.
I know they've improved bus quality because the average fleet age, I think, has got to be 7 years these days, but while children are standing in those aisles and you have an impact, well, you've got catastrophic results, I think, haven't you?
Well, and I think there's probably a broader picture, Chris, that, we know that a lot of people still die in cars because they're unbelted. About 20 to 25% of the people who die in car crashes don't wear their seatbelts. So we have to sort of still work hard on this message in the community that when you're in a moving vehicle on a road, you should have a seatbelt on. And if buses don't have them, children grow up then with a message that, oh, it's okay to not wear a belt. I used to go to school on a bus that didn't have belts, you know. When those kids get into cars, they will do the same thing. So what we've got to do is say, just like you do when you get in an aircraft and you put your seatbelt on. No one thinks about saying, oh, I'm not going to do it. And you can't stand up in the aisle when the plane's landing, you know. You have to be sitting down in a belt. Now, why shouldn't that be so for every child in a bus in Australia? And the sooner we just pick it up and decide to do it, the better we'll all be.
Lachlan, thank you, and thank you for the job that the Australasian College of Road Safety is doing in pushing this critical issue. It is so critical. I mean, children get in their family cars, they get belted in straight away, and, that's their expectation. I know my grandchildren, the first thing they do is put their belts on, and they get in a bus and they can sit in a seat without a belt on it or stand in the aisle. It's just contrary to what they do in their normal cars.
Absolutely, and I think the Parliament's had a good report to it. We just encourage the Parliament to actually go ahead and legislate to make those regulations.
Lachlan, thank you again for your time, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Chris.